Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir. The Chayvus Tavav is in Perek Zayin. We're up to Perek Zayin. We're in the middle of Perek Zayin, Shair B'tochen. He goes through how B'tochen is a natural haragish. It's not something that you push into your brain. It's a natural feeling. And when you're a baby and you're a child, you have that feeling towards your parents. It's not something that a kid works on. It's an automatic feeling when he's growing up in the house. As you get older, and then you start doing things on your own, start taking control over your life, then the betachon changes from your parents into koyche vaitzim yadi. It works into koyche vaitzim yadi. Until now, it was my parents that I was relying on them, because I couldn't do it myself. But as time goes along, it automatically funnels into Kaychev Etzim Yadi, something that happens natural. And if you don't work on that, you're going to be a Kaychev Etzim Yadi guy. You're going to be all into yourself, right? So the question is, how do you break out of that? How do you break out of being into yourself and thinking that you control the world? So he's up to over here in Kuf Tzadik Tes, Ukshetachzik HaKarasai. When your Hakara gets strengthened, which means that the way you work on your Hakara, right, the way you work on Hakara is through realizing Hashem more. That's how you work on your Hakara.
So you could work on B'tachon.
Only by working on Hakara.
On that. First, you said it's natural. You don't work on
B'tachon. Right, you can't work on B'tachon, right.
But you work on something.
So you work on the Akara, and that automatically creates the B'tachon. Just like
Hashem, right?
A kid has Akara in his parents, right? And that gives him the natural B'tachon. When your Akara grows in Hashem, then the B'tachon goes in Hashem. You don't work on the B'tachon part. You work on the Akara part. And that's why the Ramban says that the B'tachon is a fruit that grows out of the tree of Amunah. Because the Hakara is the Hakara is what you work on, your Hakara and Hashem. Because if you don't have a Hakara and Hashem, then you think that this world runs on its own, runs automatically. And therefore my betachon is in the world, my boss, my food stamps, my government, right? And my betachon is in... The betachon's in the world, right?
The president.
It goes in somewhere. The betachon goes somewhere. It goes in somewhere. Betachon has to connect somewhere. Yeah, it's an automatic feeling, betachon, when you whatever you're makir. So when a person strengthens his akara, so what you work on is your akara. When you realize that the control behind everything that's all happening is Hashem, the more you strengthen that, the more your betachon will grow in Hashem. K'shetachzik ha-karasai, if you're not going to work on your hakara in Hashem, what's going to happen is that if you work straight on betachon, what's going to happen is that you mechazik the koyach v'etzim yadi. That's what you're doing. If you're not being makir Hashem more, you're just making the betachon more and more. What's happening is your koyach v'etzim yadi is growing and growing. That's why a lot of people, when you talk to them betachon, they get very riled up. Why? Because you're touching on the koyach v'etzim yadi. Because they're growing the koyach v'etzim yadi. It's not growing in their akar and Hashem. There's no akar and Hashem. They don't think about Hashem. They think about what they want. So that's koyach v'etzim yadi. So male, they're strengthening the koyach v'etzim yadi. So therefore, the only way to work in betachon is k'shetachzik ha-karasai. You have to mechazik ha-kara v'yira chesreinam. Now, even in Yakar and Hashem, there's different levels of Hashem. Not everybody has Hashem on the same level. Yirah Chasrayinam. He sees the chasaran of human being. V'tzarcham el habari yisbarach. And we need Hashem. So everybody, when they start opening their eyes, they realize that at a certain point, they need Hashem. At what point is that? When do I need Hashem?
Some people, when they're desperate.
When they're desperate, right.
Then
they need Hashem. they see their chesaron. That means for this thing, I need Hashem, you know?
You're in a hole, in a fox, in the right. Water where you're drowning.
So, Yashe b'tchoynei elav. Therefore, when they see their problem, then they run to Hashem. V'yismoich alav b'nyanim she'en lo yecholus b'hem. I can't do this myself, so I have to come on to Hashem. V'lo yachal himaleit mimasabem l'gzeres habayrim. I have to leave it up to Hashem. That means that I planted my garden, yeah? And I did everything possible. I put down the fertilizer, this and that. But if the rain doesn't come down, right?
No.
It's not going to grow. So now, I'm stuck. I have to rely on Hashem, right? But you read this like Shamim, Al Azriya. So now that I'm stuck, I pick up my hands. And I realize that Hashem is the one that has to make it grow. I'm not in control anymore. V'alichas hayam, v'alichas hamidbaris mein mayim. If you go in the midbar without water, or you're going in the yam, and there could be a big wind that could knock over your boat, or if it comes a big hurricane, or let's say there's a plague, like a corona plague, we know we're not in control, right? We know we're not in control. So all of a sudden, I realize that I'm not in control in this aspect, right? I'm in control of everything, but except for one thing, I'm not in control. So then I turned to Hashem for that thing. Right? For that thing. I only turned to Hashem for that thing. So it's a level of betachin is starting to grow, but it's only in a minute, it's minimal. I'm only turning to Hashem because that thing is out of my control. So I turned to Hashem in that item. So I'm only makir Hashem controlling, and I'm only getting involved in Hashem on that item, which is out of my control. So it's already a level of betachin. It's already a level of betachin, but it's a very low level of betachin. Right? It's a very low level of betachin because I'm only makir Hashem's control and something that's out of my control. V'mtachsa kakarasa b'lekimai. But let's say the person grows his betachin more and he has more akar in Hashem. Yiftach by gamkein b'mashi yitachin by ksas tachbula. Then I'm already starting to remark that Hashem controls Gahavas Taraf Basiba Mesukanais Omalachis Hamegages is a gof Vyanichan the Vitchine Belikim Shatrifu Bamashiakal is Asik by Yaisameham. So the next level of having more betachin is that I don't panic. Because I know Hashem runs the world, and therefore I don't have to grab a job that's a sakana, or that's so hard for me. And I'm able to do a job that's lighter, that's more in my abilities. So I'm basically I'm not so panicky. I'm not so panicky. If a guy's panicking, he thinks that he has to make his parnasa. So he'll do things very dangerous even. Uh-huh. He'll do dangerous things even. Right? But a person that has more hakar in Hashem, he realizes Hashem is the one that gives parnasa. I could do a job, I could do a healthier job. I could do a healthier job because I know that Hashem will give me parnasa. Since Hashem's not giving parnasa, and I have to ishtad this, but I don't have to panic. So therefore, I'll do the job in a way that is more healthy for my lifestyle. And then the next level is techsa kakarase balikim yaiser. If your betachan Hashem is even more, yasha betchayne la bechol hasibis. Hakasha men v'akala. It's unbelievable. V'yichavim b'saskim b'hem l'avoydes silikim l'shmer mitzvaysav. It's unbelievable. Because you would have put this the other way. You would have put the list the other way. The Chavis of Ovis puts it that the person who takes a harder job is more betachin. He's taking a harder job is more betachin. Pella, no? What's pshat?
Yeah.
The text says, Yashvatchan al-Kam b'chola sivis, ha-kasha men ba-kala. Dicham b'satsk men la-voyde sibar l'shmer mitzvaysav. Why does it say ha-kasha ba-kala? Whether it's hard or easy. Why is that a higher level? No, that's have a lot of betachin, right? So I don't take a job. I don't take a job that's dangerous. Let's say I could take a dangerous job. I say, you know, I'm not gonna take a dangerous job. Hashem will give me parnas and a normal, healthy job. Fine. So that's a madrega betachin. That you're not panicking, right?
It's when not desperate.
You're not so desperate because right. You know that Hashem will help you. But if your car is even more. Then you could even take a harder job. Why? What's pshat on this? What's pshat on this? So what's pshat on the Chavis of Avos? Why is the betachin more? You could even take a harder job.
Taking a harder job, then you ask Hashem to help you.
Maybe he's saying.
If you think it's a job, you wouldn't ask.
He's saying he has betachin even in the easy stuff.
No, but.
Hashem. Well, even the easy stuff I can't do without.
No, but then
right, it's true. It's true. Right, it's true. So why is it he taking a hard akasha and a kala?
They're equal.
Yeah, but if I have more betachim, why should I take a hard job for? I could take an easy job. Why should I take a hard job?
Because you believe in Hashem and you want Hashem to help you. Even a hard job, probably a hard job, you make more money than an easy job.
Obviously, but usually.
Hard job, you make more money, easy job. And then you ask Hashem to help you.
So I think Pshat is like this. Pshat is.
Copy papers, you know,
I think.
What's available to him?
Right, but he said before that a person who would betacha doesn't take, let's say, a dangerous job. I'm not really cut out for it. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm not cut out to be a crossing guard. It's not my thing. I can't handle being a crossing guard, right? So if I grab such a job that shows that I'm lack of betachin, let's say I'm cut out to be a more stable job, right? But if I take such a job, I'm not cut out for it. That shows that I'm scared. I'm scared, right? So that's a chesaron and betachin, right? So why is it saying over here that there's no difference between kasha and kala? What's his point? What's his thing here? That
even if he's taking a color, an easy thing, he has to keep in mind that Hashem will help me. And I have a job, you know that. It's not so easy to do it. And I hope.
Yeah, but what's his point here?
Easy thing,
he's saying, what's his point here in the eighth step? What's the point here that to see his betachin? What's his point? I think Pshat is like this. I think Pshat is that, let's say, a person does a lot of ishtadlis. A lot of ishtadlis. Right? Let's say David HaMelech went to war. And he worked very, very hard to kill the enemy. Or he didn't work so hard. Let's say he had it easy. All of a sudden he was about to fight the war and the guys ran away. Right? The guys ran away. I was about to fight a war and the guys ran away. Okay. The next day, I fight a war, I work so hard, yeah? And I win the war, fine. So which way is it harder to have betachan Hashem? When I fight a war and it's easy, I say, oh, look, Hashem saved me. Hashem made it easy. The next day when I work hard, I'm schwitzing, I work hard. So then I'm like, oh, you see, I'm a powerful guy, right? It's less Hashem then. It's less Hashem. When you do more shtah, this is less Hashem. Automatically. So if you're able to be Makir Hashem on the day that you work very hard, or it could be in the office the same thing. Let's say a guy has to make a deal, right? He comes to the office, he gets a phone call, and all of a sudden he has a deal. He makes a lot of money. The next day, he doesn't have it so easy. He works, mamish schwitzes, he works, he calls everyone, he does whatever, and he gets a deal. Which way is he going to have more betachin? on the day that it was easy, yeah. Right? I walked into my office, I get a phone call, I make a lot of money. Of course, Hashem, well, it's not me. The next day, I work my heart out, and then I make money. It's very hard to see Hashem then. It's much harder to see Hashem.
I think that because he was working hard.
I worked hard.
It's easier to attribute his cut because he made Hashem.
He worked hard.
He's working.
He worked hard. This is me. I'm a smart guy. I worked hard. I made my money.
Right,
so that's what he's saying over here.
Baruch Hashem, I did the right thing.
The what?
He says, Baruch Hashem, I did the right move.
He's not going to contribute it to him. That's the Madrega Hashminis. Whether it was hard or easy, and I only did as a mitzvah. All my action had nothing to do with the outcome. Nothing to do with the outcome. Even when I worked hard, that's the verb. It's really nothing to do with the one before. The one before pshat is that I don't take a job that's not suga pass for me because. I don't want to take a job that's not sukkabas for me because it's not really the right thing to do when you realize Hashem is the one that gives out the jobs. But here he's saying a different point. He's saying a whole different point. He's saying a point here that when you work hard and do a shtadlus for a mitzvah's habayrei, you still contribute the entire success in Hashem. You contribute the success in Hashem, even when it's hard. That's the point. So, why is this person working so hard? If we already passed the thing that he doesn't work hard, this guy, because he's already passed the seventh step. He doesn't take a shver job that's going to be not good for him, right? So why is this guy in the eighth working hard for? Yemakasha, why is he working hard? We already established that the guy passed the seventh step. He shouldn't have to work so hard. He should get an easy job. The teretz is that Hashem puts life in front of you, and obviously you try to get a job that's best for you and it's not so hard, but it's not always how it works. A lot of times, life doesn't come easy and you have to work hard. You know that. You have to work hard. And in a situation where Hashem puts you, that you do have to work hard, you still have to be makir. You have to all your hard work, that your hard work was all from Hashem, right? If Hashem puts you in a situation where you do have to work hard and it doesn't come easy, then you have to work hard. You can't say, I'm not going to work hard. If you have two jobs in front of you, or you try to pick one that's better. But if you're in a situation where you have to take a harder job or you have to be more shtadlus, because that's the way the situation Hashem created, then your avodah is to be makir, that even though I worked taka hard, it had nothing to do with my work. So, l'mashal, let's say there's a shidduch crisis. So, if there's a shidduch crisis, people say that Hashem made a gezerah that a lot of girls should not get married. It's a gezerah Hashem because of our averis that a girl should not get married. So the Pele Yayitz in his Sefer by Zivug says that's the wrong way to look at it. He says you should look at it that Hashem is making a gzeirah that you're not going to get a shidduch for your daughter unless you work harder. The gzeirah is not that she shouldn't get married. The gzeirah is that you should work harder. Why does he say that? Because when Hashem makes hardships, the message is not that I don't want you to get parnasa. I don't want you to get the item. The message is I want you to work harder. That's the message. That's the message. The message is you should put more kaychas in. That's the healthy message. So, Mela, if you're able to swing your life in an easy way because you have patachin, fine. But it doesn't always work that way. And when you're in a matzah that you have to tackle, let's say for a shidduch, you have to shvitz hard. Call all the boys' friends, call all the Rosh Hashivas, call all the Rosh Kailim, and you work taka hard, and you do the right thing, like the Pele Yayitz says, you shritz for your daughter, and you don't just let her sit here and rot. And then after your hours and hours of hard work, you find the shidduch, and she gets engaged, and you're able to attribute that all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that you're engaged, not to your Maisim, that's the eighth level of Betach. That's the eighth level of Madrega. That you don't contribute to yourself the success, even though you did work hard, right? If all of a sudden a girl right away, someone calls, reads a shidduch, boom, oh, of course it's Hashem, you know? But if I worked hard, right?
Not only the parents, the girl.
I worked hard. They worked hard, and then they got a shidduch. Then you know, then there's not Hashem anymore. Then you don't contribute to the Hashem. So that's why it's a high madrega. You know why it's a high madrega? That's why it's a high madrega. Because you're not contributing your hard work to your own ma'as yadayim. So this is the hardest thing, by the way. Very hard. That you worked hard and you don't contribute the success to your ma'as yadayim. You know how hard it is to be makir? It's so hard. You have to work on it and be makir. Look how many people work hard and they don't get success. In all areas. Look how many people, they do work hard and they don't get success. So if I got success, it's not because of my ma'as yadayim. Varaya, some people do work hard, they don't get success. It's nothing to do with ma'as yadayim. Even though I worked hard, I'm makir, that the only reason why I have my success is because Hashem and Shemayim said I should have that success. And the reason why I had to work hard is only because Hashem wanted me to work harder. Hashem wrote in Shemayim that I'm going to give this guy this thing, but he has to work harder. In other words, the gzeira was that you have to do this amount of work, and then Hashem sends the success. But the work had nothing to do with this. The success in Shemayim, Hashem wrote in Shemayim, this and this guy is going to get this shidduch. But only if he does, let's say, X amount of work. Then Hashem will give him the shidduch. But it had nothing to do. Shidduch has nothing to do with the work. As the Pelyeitz is saying. The shidduch has nothing to do with the work. The shidduch is coming from Hashem. Hashem could have brought it to you easily. Hashem wants you to get off your big guy vitika horse and work. That nobody wants to hear.
Isn't that the end of the Sat to Kedushin?
Somebody told me, better shidduch. Somebody told me this week that's the same thing.
The Sat to Kedushin, right?
Someone told me that this week he read someone a shidduch for his daughter sitting years and years. And the guy said, you know, I'm running into the shidduch, but I'm not going to be the shadchan. I'm just telling you the name, because I'm not a shadchan, right? I'm not a shadchan. So the guy said, I don't work like that. I don't work like that. You come to me, you read a shidduch, like a mensch, or goodbye. You get the picture. Because the tachsa kakarasa yaisim is there. And when your betachan gets more. Now, you're already holding by a madrega, the yamakir, that every single thing in this world that you get is only because Hashem was geyser that you should get it. Maybe you have to talk up, maybe a certain tanaim, you have to do certain steps on your part, to do certain work on your part, certain level of work. Hashem's not going to give it to you to do that level of work. That's possible. Because Hashem doesn't want this world to run without work. So Hashem says, you do this X amount of work, I give you the money. So you can tell your kid, right? Tell your kid, you do this and this and this, you get a prize, right? The doing the work had nothing to do with getting the prize, right? The work was, he did his homework, then we got $100, right? The homework didn't bring about the $100, right? Homework doesn't bring money. Yeah. What's the var? The father's willing to give the $100 after you do X amount of work, right? You do your homework, you get $100, yeah? The work, homework did not bring about the $100. The father was willing to give. Same thing with Ashtadlus. So you mark here, your shtadlus is not bringing you the parnasa. The shtadlus is doing the ruts in Hashem, and when you do the ruts in Hashem, he gives you the reward. And when you get more connected to Kar and Hashem, so the whole avodah betachin is getting closer and closer and closer, with more hakarat Hashem. B'chemlas habayra abruv. And then you start feeling, while you're working a betachan and you're realizing it's all a gift from Hashem, now all of a sudden you start feeling Hashem's tremendous chemla, his kir. al brua, his care for the people. Why do you get that feeling of his care? When you makir, he's the one giving it to you, then you makir that he cares about you. If it's all me, there's nothing to do with Hashem. Only Hashem comes, like on a bad day, he shows up. Fine. You don't get that feeling. But if you makir that every single piece of bread that you eat, every single drink of water is from Hashem, then you start feeling a tremendous hargish of chemas Hashem, al bruav. You start feeling the tremendous love Hashem and care Hashem has. You get that hargish. And once you get that hargish, yirtzeh b'mashiyah migzeres elikim lai. You want the gzeres Hashem. And you stop thinking all day about the things that you want, winning the lottery, take all these stupid things, stop thinking about that. And you start realizing the chemlas Hashem and how Hashem is taking care of you. Not that Hashem is going to take care of you. He's taking care of you. Right? The worst word we have in our vocabulary is gonna. Hashem is going to take care of you. It's the worst word in our vocabulary. Hashem is taking care of you. When you stop being makir that, then you start yirtze b'mashe yir migzeres alekim lai. Then you start accepting Hashem and his gzeres. B'libayu b'lashaynai. Accept Hashem in your heart. And you're happy with his treatment of you. Because you makir his greatness. U'b'lashaynai. U'b'chushav. You start feeling it in your heart. And in your talk. And in your feelings. U'b'nira u'b'nister. Inside and out. In other words, you're fully in awareness that Hashem is the control, full control. Just like a guy has a boss, right? He's totally aware his boss is the one that provides him with his livelihood. But when a person is a makir that it's all Hashem, it changes his whole outlook of it. When he thought that was boss, then his boss made a simcha, he had to be there exactly on time. Right. He's worried he might not get a raise if he doesn't show up on time to the wedding. But when he's makir, it's Hashem that's giving him the raises. So that changes his whole mindset, the way he feels, and the way he thinks, and the way he reacts. V'yismach b'chol ha'sha'asa lo yolekim. And you don't have all these desires anymore. I want this. I want to win the lottery. I want that. I want change in my life. No, you're happy and you're matzav, exactly how Hashem made it to you. Rish v'oysher, whether it's life or death, or it's money or richness or poor, you're happy with that because you realize it's Hashem. You accepted Hashem in your heart. Whether you're healthy or sick, and you don't even think in your heart. Till now, the guy wanted change. He wanted things. But he's makir that he gets it from Hashem. This guy doesn't even want change because he's such a kara in Hashem's precise leadership on his life that he doesn't even think of change.
He wants good help?
He doesn't think about that. He's not saying he doesn't want it. He doesn't think about it because he's toila in Hashem. He doesn't think about it. He's so thinking about Hashem. Tantavari doesn't want, because how are you going to have davening? You have to have tefillah, right? You have to always have tefillah, right? Tefillah is you want change. So how does tefillah shtem with betachen? Right? How does tefillah shtem with betachen? Tefillah means you want change. So the teretz is that the person is so connected to Hashem and Hashem's matzavim, Hashem's leadership to him, that he's totally happy with the anhagas achayim. But what tefillah does is, it creates a new situation. Because till now you didn't have that tefillah. It creates a new world. It creates change, because now you have a tefillah that was not here before. So, I'm merutza with Hashem's world, but Hashem only ran this world until now without my Yehesh Merabah. Mm-hmm. Once I put the Yehesh Merabah in this balance, right? When I put Yehesh Merabah in, so now it changes the whole scale. Right? Hashem ran the world till now without the Yehesh Merabah, right? So this is how the scale was running based on everything that was going on. But now you put the Yehesh Merabah, it could change. The Gemara says Shiva Mashana. Why? Because now it changes, tips the whole scale, right? So the concept of change is only linked to Avaida. Right? The concept of change is only linked to Avaida. It's not linked because I'm going to change, so therefore it'll change. If you look carefully in the Chavis of Avis, he never in his entire Sefer says one word about change. Never, ever, ever. Nowadays, all the B'tachon programs talk about change. Chavis never does it, except for one time. Where's that one time? In Perek Gimel, he's talking there that one of the things that you need for B'tachon is they have to be Eved Hashem. And that's the only place he talks about your bakasha getting answered. In Perek Gimel, page Nun Vav, Akdama Revius, he says here, V'lizor Masha Hizmenu L'kifi Mashu Mavakish She'abara Maskim Loi K'fi Mashu Mavakish She'abara Loi Maskim to your bakasha. And his entire Sefer from Shar Yichud, yeah, from Shar Yichud till Avos Hashem, this 10 Sha'arim, he never talks about change, because change is a kfir dik word. Change means there's no Hashem. It means I'm not happy with Xeris Hashem. This is the only place, except for over here. The only time he says Hashem should mask him to your change is if you change. Mashu Batech, Allah, and Mashar Machazal. In other words, you want change? Yeah? So you change. It's the only time he talks about change, because if I'm not happy with Hashem's hanhaga of the world, I'm a shugana, right? So how are we getting this change concept then? How is things going to change here? The answer is if you change, then it'll change. It's not Hashem. Hashem can't change nothing. He's doing it exactly how it should be. You want change?
He has to change.
You change. That's Chazal's saying over
right?
here.
That's a change, right?
You have to change.
Right.
Say another tefillah. Do something.
Whatever
you do.
Right.
Because if you want change, how can Hashem make anything change? You think Hashem's not doing a good job? He doesn't know what he's doing? The answer is Hashem knows what he's doing. It's actually perfect. And you don't even think of any change. The only change you do think of is on your part. That's the answer. The only time in the entire Savior talks about the concept of change is when he's talking about you doing something. You change. You want change, so you change. It's like the kid, you know, you're taking care of your kid, right? Nothing's good enough. Tell the kid, go straighten yourself out. I'll be able to help you, you know. You act like this. You know what I'm saying? So we live in a generation where we want change, without us changing.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't work that way. So here he's talking about Mitzad B'tochen. Mitzad B'tochen, I'm 100% nich with Hashem. But how am I davening? How am I doing everything? Because I want change. Pshat is that I'm going to change, not that Hashem's going to change. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm answering? It's not that Hashem's going to change. It's I'm going to change. Every tefillah makes a different person. Chazal says, Taka, that Hashem said no to a different guy. Right? When you daven, now it's a new person. Chazal says that. It's not the person Hashem said no to. When you daven, you became a different person. You connected to Hashem, you mock Hashem, you realize Hashem is there, you're talking to Him, you need Him. So you shtag so much in your avodah. And therefore, Hashem can make a change. But as things stand, it was in the B'tochen alone. This is the ninth madrega, which is a very high madrega, that you're not thinking about change. You're embracing the world Hashem gives you, because you're makir that Hashem is the one that's giving it to you. So mitzad the betachen, you don't think about change.
Even the tefillah, a person could daven without change, without
davening itself is change.
It's changing you. David, I want parnasa. I want
Yeshua. Fine, it's changing you. Because you're coming on that Hashem.
Do I have to do something to deserve it? Do I have more
Hashem? Tefillah itself is a vaida. Tefillah itself is a vaida.
But just the words of the tefillah, if I'm not going to be makkah and chesed Hashem.
Okay.
Tefillah
is a vaida.
I want this.
All these things are change on your part.
But I have to deserve and do something.
Fine.
One,
so
right?
Davening is also change. Davening itself is
a vaida. Because I'm makkah and Hashem, right?
Makkah Hashem. you need to come on to him.
Yes,
market, he's listening to you,
right, okay.
And he's interested in helping you. There's a lot of madrigas in tefillah.
Right, he has to be internalized with not just lips, so I want this, I want that.
Okay, so there's different madrigas,
right,
but it's
right.
Change on your part.
Yeah.
I'm embracing the Kaddish Baruch Hu's the fact that Hashem's giving me what He's giving me. I'm embracing that. I don't think that I want Hashem not to give me what He's giving me. And I put myself over to Hashem. And I have to plug myself into the anhaga and to the life and to the rulership of Hashem. And I'm makir that He is the one that runs it. Every single thing in my life I'm happy with because I'm embracing, accepting it, because I'm makir, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's the one that runs it. And I give it over to Him without any tightness on Him. That's a big problem with betachin guys. They're always pushing change. That they bring the heart away from Hashem. They make the heart chaylik on Hashem. That's the worst thing you could do, because that's the opposite of the hergish of yimser atzmi mashach nashi gufa el dinoi. Telling people you're going to get change is taking them away from their embracing Hashem in their heart. So it's destroying the whole concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lig bar inyan al inyan. And you don't have any machshavas that it matters even which type of ashtadlis you're going to do. Look at the Tayyib al-Vanam. Ligber inyan al-inyan. Shiach shabadayt sha'isek binyan zeh ha yoyse Tayyib l'mechiyasei b'ma sha'isek binyan acher. There's no chilek in the shtadlis. As long as I do my shtadlis, I'm not thinking all day how I'm going to succeed more in changing my shtadlis pattern. V'loi yivchar zulas ma'ashu b'ay minyane elamay. And you don't even decide to create any change in your life as far as the way the anhaga of your life is running. I never decided on something and had mind and changed my mind on it. I always followed the pattern of my life without trying to alter the anhaga of Hashem. Hashem sends us down a certain path of life, and I follow the path Hashem sends me down, and I don't try to change that pattern. The whole shtadlis, the whole yisayt of a shtadlis, is changing the pattern of life. Every time you do a shtadlis, you're doing something that's to bring success. So how you ever do a shtadlis if you never interest in change, right? How you ever do a shtadlis then? He's saying over here that I never bring upon myself one thing over another. What's the pshat? Look at the Manach Halvavus. Liber in yal inyan sheina beiteach binyan echad minyani oilam yaisa masharan yanim eina choyshu shinyan echad yaisa gavaya mechaveri. What causes you not to want anything else is because you realize that the one giving you the money or giving you all the good things, Hashem. So let's say a father sends his kid a check every week, UPS. Does the kid care if it comes through UPS or is delivered by mail or some other way? It doesn't make a difference to him how his father delivers him the check. Right? It doesn't make a difference to him. It's not going to make a difference. The delivery comes from the father. So if he calls up the delivery guy and say, you know, from now on, I want it to come a different way. What's the difference? What's it going to make a difference? in the way Hashem's hanhaga to you in the circumstances. How would that change it? So he's obviously talking about things here that are change things. In other words, the changing the anhaga. Because whenever you do a shtadlis, you're working. Let's say you're working in you're selling pizza, right? So you, every day you're trying to sell the pizza. So I shouldn't try to sell the pizza. No, I'm trying to sell the pizza. But the point is that Hashem put me down this path that I am a pizza store guy, and Hashem's giving me parnasa. I make parnasa every year from selling pizza. So I'm not thinking in my heart that, oh, you know, pizza is not such a good job. Maybe I should become a plumber. Maybe I should become a plumber. He's not thinking that way because he's thinking of that Hashem, but let's say it comes his way. Let's say a guy comes and says, you know, I want to buy a pizza shop. I want to make it into double the store. I want this, I want that. So it's a very delicate thing because If it's easy, it's going along the path that you're taking. It's not necessarily get a change. It's continuation of what you're doing till now. Right? You're having more success. Hashem wants to give you success, right? So how do you figure out if it's change or not? And if it's change, you're saying it's a bad thing. You know, people talk always jumping around. They're not makir that Hashem's giving them the parnasa. They're not makir that, so they're always jumping around. Mashenkein.
Nobody got it. I'm not changed. I don't know where this chayvah zavas. He told me the chayvah because of Nergeya from the chayvah says everything in Hashem, but a person should do something they has a chush for.
Right.
Some people have different aptitudes. So granted, Rachi, you know, you're such a chacham. I was thinking once to become a CPA going to cop. You know, Rapunzel. You have a chush for working, where it could work
in
the numbers.
Right, but even in your chush,
very tedious.
Even in your chush,
I ended up getting a derikata for. I used some for other.
Even things. In your chush, when is it considered change?
Right. Even
and when is it considered taking the path?
But even in panash, you should do something. Have a chush, right? And that are you the ones that
fine? Chush, but we're talking about in your chush.
Right.
When is it considered change, and when is it considered taking the path that Hashem? Every shtadlis, every doing time of the shtadlis, you're doing something
right
to change the matzav. That's the matzias of a shtadlis.
Right.
You're trying to make more money.
Yeah.
Right? You make advertising, you have a pizza shop, you're making advertisements to get more pizza, right? More customers.
Right. Uh-huh.
So that's change.
Right.
That's change. You're trying to change the matzav, right?
It's a different thing. What to do.
Trying to change the matzav, right? You're making advertisement. That's change, right? He's saying you don't do change. So no, that's part of the pizza shop. You gotta advertise once in a while. So when is it begeder change? And when is it begeder doing normal shtadlis?
Uh-huh.
Let's see the pas lechem. Leiber inyan al inyan. Ein a noisim b'dayte chayzik v'skabas le'ez inyan. Al inyan zulasi. Loi mesh inyan zeh chazik yaysa lahasik. Hayade dover ployin im inyan zulasi. I never said I'm going to do this and then change. I always kept the pattern. You have to keep the momentum going. You got to keep the truck running. You have to keep the truck running. He's saying a deep inside here. Don't be wishy-washy. Of course, you have to do hard work and you have to work to make things better. But it's all you're not changing the pattern of life. You're keeping the straight pattern of life. You keep it going. Look at the Neder B'Kodesh. Minyan Elamai. So I'm going to say, Yach Baitz Liyais Ba'olam Hazeh Inyan of Maimed Achim Ben Sisim Mechis is Losa Mashua Yain Binyan Elami. Keep my program going. You have to keep the program going. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
It's Hashem's program. Okay, we have to think about this more. Have a good Shabbos.